Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show on 95.9 FM, the audio mirror of the Gallatin Valley. Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocky trick glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another episode of the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show. It is good to see you all again. Or I guess I can't see everyone, but nice to have you all listening in. Just wanted to say a quick thank you to everyone who came out to the Sweet Pea Parade on the 5th, I believe, was it, Bob?
Yeah, I think on August 5th.
Yeah, it was so nice to see how many listeners that we have. I seem to get a lot of response knowing that I think I finally have a pretty good idea of how many people listen to the show. So that
nice. It's good to know that you're not talking to yourself on the microphone.
Yeah, that's right, exactly. Just one quick note in this broadcast. I will be sharing some information. I believe last month I said that right before Red Ants Pants, I threw my name into the hat with MSU to for the national anthem auditions, and I do have some info on that later on in the broadcast, so stay tuned for that. So with that, I'm going to open up with Conway Twitty's The Rose. Some say love, it is a river that drowns the tender reed. Some say love, it is a razor say love, it is a hunger, an endless aching need. I say love, it is a flower. It's the heart of
the breaking but never just to dance. It's the dream afraid of waiting that never takes the chance. It's the one who won't be taken, who cannot see. So afraid of dying that never learns to wait when the night has been too long. Strong, just remember in the winter, far beneath the bitter snow, lies the seed that with the sun.
Okay, next I'd like to do Dwight Yoakam and Buck Owens' Streets of Bakersfield.
I came here looking for something I couldn't find anywhere else. Hey, I'm not trying to be nobody, just want a chance to be myself. I've done 1,000 miles of thumbing. Yes, I've worn blisters on my heels, trying to find me something better here on the streets of Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you're careless how I feel. But how many of you that sit and judge me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? I spent some time in San Francisco. I spent a night there in the cane. They threw the strong man in my jail cell. I took $15 from that man. Left him my watch and my old house key. I didn't want folks thinking that I'd steal. Then I thanked him as I was leaving, and I headed out for Bakersfield. Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you're careless how I feel. But how many of you that's injured me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? Hey, you don't know me, but you don't like me. You say you're careless how I feel. But how many of you that's injured me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield? How many of you that's injured me ever walk the streets of Bakersfield?
Okay, next, I'd like to do Willie Nelson's My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys.
I grew up a dreaming of being a cowboy. Childhood days, I learned all the rules of a modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies and leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys. They still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Boys are special with their own brand of misery. And being alone too long, you can die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, with no one and no place to stay. Have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Sorry. Oh, it's just for fun. Anyway, my next song, I'd like to do a couple of Kenny Rogers tunes. The first one is Coward of the County, and the second is The Gambler.
Hey. Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Never stood one single time to prove the county wrong. His mama called him Tommy, but folks just called him Yellow. Something always told me they were reading Tommy wrong. Now he was only 10 years old when his daddy died in prison. And I took care of Tommy, 'cause he was my brother's son. I still recall the final words my brother said to Tommy. Son, my life is over, but yours is just begun. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone, and Tommy's love was Becky. And in her arms he didn't have to prove he was a man. One day while he was working, the Gatling boys came calling. They took turns at Becky. There were three of them. Tommy opened up the door and saw his Becky crying. A torn dress, the shattered look, was more than he could stand. He reached above the fireplace, took down his daddy's picture. As the tears fell on his daddy's face, I heard these words again. Promise me, son, not to do the things I've done. Walk away from trouble if you can. Now it don't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. And I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's some, the Gatling boys just laughed at him when he walked into the bar room. One of them got up and met him halfway across the floor. When Tommy turned around, they said, "Hey, look, old Yeller's leaving." But you could have heard a pin drop when Tommy stopped and locked the door. 20 years of crawling was bottled up inside him. He wasn't holding nothing back, he let him have it all. When Tommy left the bar room, not a Gatling boy was standing. He said, "This one's for Becky," as he watched the last one fall. I heard him say, "I promised you, Dad, not to do the things you done. I'll walk away from trouble when I can. Now please don't think I'm weak, I couldn't turn the other cheek. Papa, I sure hope you understand. Sometimes you gotta fight when you're a man." Everyone considered him the coward of the county. Thank you.
train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns of staring out the window at the darkness, till the boredom overtook us. And he began to speak. He said, "Son, I made a life out of reading people's faces and knowing what their cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces. For a taste of your whiskey, I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And one night got deathly quiet and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done." Every gambler knows that the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away and knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best that you can hope for is to die in your sleep. And when he finished speaking, he turned back towards the window, crushed out his cigarette and faded off to sleep. And somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, and know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. Okay, next, I'd like to do an old Mo Bandy song that I haven't done in a while. This one's called Rodeo Romeo.
He'll dust off his hat, clean out his old pickup truck. He's going playing when he should be praying for love. 'Cause tomorrow he's riding the meanest bull he'll ever see. but tonight he'll forget all about it. He's heading for some cowgirl's dream. He's a rodeo Romeo, cowgirls and bulls are his life. He loves what he does, and he does what he loves every night. He'll hit the dance halls, flashing the girls with his smile. He's burning both ends of the candles, Romeo, Romeo style. He don't even care that while he's out loving all night, the bulls will be saving their strength for that 8-second ride. The white lace and whiskey, they'll leave him feeling half dazed. And even though the odds are against him, he'll come out a winner instead. He's a Romeo.
Do that again.
He's a Romeo, Romeo, cowgirls and bulls are his life. He does what he does, he does what he loves, and he does what he loves every night. He'll hit the dance halls, flashing the girls with his smile. Burning both ends of the candle, Romeo, Romeo style. He's a rodeo Romeo, cowgirls and bulls are his life. He does what he loves, and he does what he loves every night. He'll hit the dance halls, flashing the girls with his smile. He's burning both ends of the candles, Romeo, Romeo style. Yeehaw!
That's a fun one.
Right, it's been a while since I've done that. Okay, next, I'm gonna look up the lyrics to a new, to a gospel song that, I have been learning. I'm probably only gonna do like a few verses to this one. It's, called, Mansion Over the Hilltop,
nice.
which I'm, kind of excited about.
Yeah.
I was telling a friend of mine that I'd do this in my show today. So
cool. Hopefully, they're out there listening and getting ready for the for the gospel segment of the show.
That's right.
If you're just tuning in, this is KGVM Bozeman. We are Gallatin Valley Community Radio. You can find us at 95.9 on your FM dial if your radio still has a dial. We're online at kgvm.org, and you can listen to our programming from the website there. So any place you can get to the internet, you can listen to KGVM. And the last Monday of every month, that means you can listen to Larry Kiff here in the KGVM studios doing his classic country music show. We're sure glad that he comes in and does this each month.
I am so glad I do it as well. I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold.
silver line. I got a mansion just over the hilltop in that broad land where we'll never grow old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander and walk the streets at our purest gold. Tormented and tested, and like the prophet, my pillow was stone. And though I find no permanent my own. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never go old. And someday yonder we'll never more wander and walk the streets at our purest gold.
There's one more verse. I just haven't quite learned the whole song yet. I had to look the words up while I was singing, which I kind of feel kind of embarrassed about.
That's not easy. So stay tuned. I imagine that one will turn up again here in a couple months.
Yep. I'll finish off the song next month. I'll guarantee I'll have the song learned by then. Okay, next I'd like to do Glen Campbell's Rhinestone Cowboy. I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same song. I know every crack in these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle's the name of the game, and nice guys get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know, and offers coming over the phone. Don't mind the rain, and a smile can hide all the pain. But you're down when you're riding the train that's taking the long way. And I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy,
riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Like a rhinestone cowboy, getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. And offers coming over the phone.
Okay, before I get into my next set of songs, I'd like to mention, I mentioned at the top of the show that I had an announcement regarding when I threw my name into the hat at the MSU National Anthem tryouts, and the report is I haven't heard back from him, but I messaged Jackson Dudick, who's the new game coordinator up there at MSU, and he tells me that he's sending me some information through email. So hopefully that means I made the list, and I'll be doing a Facebook a live post when I hear about that, as and updating again next month as well. Also, speaking of the national anthem, this upcoming Sunday, I'll be up in White Sulphur Springs doing the national anthem the first day of the Labor Day rodeo. So if you are in the area that day, come out and enjoy the action. It's always a good 2 day rodeo.
Man, rodeo season's winding down, so if you haven't caught enough rodeo for the year, that sounds like maybe one of your last chances to take some in.
Yeah, with me singing the national anthem the first day. So yeah,
that's the icing on the top right there.
Yeah, it is. Other than that, I believe that's about it. I still no word from Red Tractor Pizza, which I'm sure I'll be hearing back from them later this month. So again, stay tuned for next month, as well as another possible Facebook Live post. So with that, I'd like to do a Ricky Skaggs post that I think Porter Wagner also did. This one's called Little Cabin Home on the Hill.
Tonight I'm alone without thy heat, but in my heart's a longing for you still. Now all I have to do is sit alone and cry in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. I hope you are happy tonight as you are, but in my heart's a longing for you still. But I'll just keep it there so I won't be alone in our little cabin home on the hill. someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. Oh, someone has taken you from me and left me here all alone. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill. Just listen to the rain beat on my window pane in our little cabin home on the hill.
Okay, next I'd like to try an old Buck Owens song that I don't think I've done yet. This one's called "I Wouldn't Live in New York City If They Gave Me the Whole Dang Town."
It ain't nothing but a concrete jungle with people back like sardines, where everybody's trying to live beyond their means, where all the natives hurry and scurry to and fro, but like fleas on a puppy dog, they got no place to go. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah, this came to what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Well, I ain't seen the sunshine since the day that I arrived, 'cause brother, I've been busy a-trying to survive. Nobody knows you've been here till you're 6 feet underground. Then you become a statistic if they remember to write you down. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town. Talk about a bummer, it's the biggest one around. Sodom and Gomorrah is tame to what I found. I wouldn't live in New York City if they gave me the whole dang town.
I'd like to visit New York City, but I could never live there, either with all those ugly rats running around.
That's true. There aren't a lot of rats there. I think I'm with Buck on that one too. I've been there, and it's good to visit, and it's good to go home.
Exactly. Okay. Next, I'd like to do an old bluegrass tune, which I believe was recorded by Grandpa Jones. This one's called "Mountain Dew."
There's a big hollow tree down the road here from me, where you lay down a dollar or two. And you go round the bend, when you come back again, there's a jug full of good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Uncle Nord, he's sawed off and short. He measures about 4'2". But he thinks he's a giant when you give him a pint of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my Aunt Jean bought some brand new perfume and had such a sweet smelling pew. But to her surprise, when she had it analyzed, it is nothing but good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. Well, the preacher rode by with his head high, stayed high, said his wife had been down with the flu. And he thought that I worked just to sell him a quart of that good old Mountain Dew. Well, my brother Bill's got a still on the hill where he runs off a gallon or two. The buzzards in the sky get so drunk they can't fly just from smelling that good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew. They call it that old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. Well, I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with some good old Mountain Dew.
That's a fun one. I remember watching Grandpa Jones play that on Hee-Haw every once in a while. I always loved it.
Right, yeah. That was always one of my favorites. I believe it was earlier this year, last year, I got a CD from Cactus Records called Grandpa Jones Sings Hits from Hee-Haw. I'll have to try to get some learned for next month.
Nice. Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot more great songs on there.
Okay, I think I'm getting towards the end, so I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple more if I can. With that, I'm going to do an old cowboy song. This one's called Red River Valley.
From this valley, they say you are going. You will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. Path play a while.
Okay, and next I'd like to close out with an old Buck Owens tune. This one's called Think of Me.
Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, or I'll be thinking of you. Remember all the good times we'll share in days gone by. Remember all the sadness the day you said goodbye. Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, or I'll be thinking of you. You said that you were leaving, but you wouldn't be gone too long. With each new day, I hope and pray that you'll come a-traveling home. Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, or I'll be thinking of you. I watch the mailman coming, I listen for the phone. I meet the trains at the station, but I spend my nights alone. But now the waiting is over, and time has set the scene. Yes, God met me for only you, and He met you for me. Think of me when you're lonely. Think of me when you're blue. Think of me when you're far away, or I'll be thinking of you. Or I'll be thinking of you.
I think I might try to do one more if I can. Okay, I'm going to close out with one more song, and I'm going to end like this. Hey, well, all right, sir, hit with them, what are you going to give for? I'm a 25, what are you going to give me? Make it 30, bit it up, I'm a $30 on a willy, give me 39.5, what are you going to buy? Make it 5, bit it up, $40 on a bone. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma, and she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, took a little walk, and pretty soon he'd find a man at a local auction barn. He'd stand and listen carefully, then pretty soon he began to see how the auctioneer could talk so rapidly. He said, oh my, steward, I've got to learn that auction car, I've got to make my mark and be an auctioneer. 25 bit and out, $30 in the gimme, that I make it, that I bump, that I love the gimme, that I earn the bit of $30 pay. $30 bit now, $35 will the gimme, that I bump, make it, $35 bit of $35, you got a bit of $35 pay. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't just, he practiced all the visible night and day. His pebble finding behind the barn is working up an awful storm as he tried to imitate the auctioneer. And his pep sits and we just can't stand to have a mediocre man. Some of the things at auction, he's an arrogant name. I'll send you off to auction school and then you'll be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the birds. $35 bit and I'll put it on a photo and give me a photo, make a photo, make a photo, put it on the wheel, give me a photo, and a bit of photo, but a bay. Hold on a bit now, put it out, will it give me a photo, but I make a photo, I did a photo, I do what I did, I did a photo, I'll do it, bay. So from that boy who went to school, that grew a man that played a cool, that came back home a full-fledged auctioneer.
Then the people came from miles around us to hear him and their rhythmic sound. It filled their hearts with such a happy cheer. His fame spread up from shore to shore. Had to buy a plane to get around. Now he's the tops in all the land. I look forward to give the man a hand. He's the best of all the auctioneers. 45 total bit and a bit and a bit and a gimme bit and a gimme bit and a bit and a bit and a gimme bit and a bit and a bit and a bit. $50 bid and a $50 will give me $50 make it $50 bid $50 so the hog for the $50 bill. Hey, well, all right, a little bit of getting on a mile and a wagon boat. Here we come along and I'm a 29 and what are you going to give home? I'm a 25 to get 35 and whatever to make it now 55 now 65 now 75 now 85 now 95 now 100 now 20 now 7 now 80 now 30 now 4 now 5 now 1 and 80 now 1 and 80.
Thank you very much. You've been listening to the Larry Kiff Classic Country Music Show, and that'll do it for this episode. So thank you all very much for tuning in, and I'll see you all next month.